In today's video, I bring you three incredible stories that highlight the unwavering nature of Padre Pio's presence and care for his spiritual children, even across vast distances. Stay tuned. Welcome back to our YouTube channel Following Padre Pio. If you're new to our channel, Padre Pio was a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos and shorts 5 days a week, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. And now to our story. Today's stories come from the book titled The Padre, St. Pio of Pietrelcina, written by Father Marcellino Iasanzaniero. Father Marcellino shares three fascinating accounts of Padre Pio's presence in the life of his spiritual children, even when physically separated by great distances. Let's dive right in. In our first story, we meet Giovanna Risani, who is considered Padre Pio's first spiritual daughter. Giovanna's connection with Padre Pio started very early, since the day she was born. Although through the years he was always gentle towards Giovanna, there came a moment when Padre Pio felt he needed to be more stern with her. You see, Giovanna had a bad habit of constantly confessing sins she had already confessed and received absolution for, and Padre Pio was greatly displeased with this habit. There is no need to confess sins previously confessed, as it shows a lack of faith in the sacrament of confession. So Padre Pio decided to put an end to this pattern once and for all. One day, when Giovanna arrived at San Giovanni Rotondo for confession, Padre Pio made an unexpected promise. As she began to recount sins she had already confessed, Padre Pio's voice took on a stern tone, cautioning, "Be careful. The next time you do this, you will receive a slap." Giovanna, who had only received sweetness from her spiritual father, thought that Padre Pio said this as a joke. But Padre Pio was not joking. Time passed, and Giovanna found herself in Naples. One morning, she decided to confess her sins at the nearby church. She forgot all about Padre Pio's warning and yet again recounted sins she had already confessed. After receiving absolution, she approached the altar to complete her penance. But while she was praying, she received a loud slap on her face that echoed throughout the church. It was so loud that even the confessor stuck his head out to see what was happening. But there was no one around Giovanna. When she returned to San Giovanni Rotondo, Padre Pio said to her, "If you don't stop continually confessing the same sins, you will receive an even harder slap than the one you have already received." From then on, Giovanna never dared to mention sins she had already confessed. End of our first story. Moving on to our second story, we uncover the unique bond between Padre Pio and Beniamino Gigli, a world-famous opera singer. One day, Mr. Gigli decided to introduce himself to Padre Pio, so he traveled to San Giovanni Rotondo. Upon meeting, Padre Pio said to him, "Young man, change your shirt. Your name is Gigli, but you're not a lily. You have a white shirt, but your soul is dirty." Mr. Gigli burst into tears. He knelt before Padre Pio to confess, repenting for his sins. From that day forward, he began a new life and became one of Padre Pio's spiritual sons. In 1957, as Mr. Gigli lay on his deathbed, he granted an interview where he openly discussed his profound connection with Padre Pio. He expressed, "When I'm abroad, Padre Pio is always by my side. When I'm in Italy, I no longer feel his presence." When this matter was brought to Padre Pio's attention, his response was simple, yet profound. "Indeed, here we are in our home." End of our second story. In our third story, we come across the testimony of Carmela Morocino, whose encounter with Padre Pio left a memorable mark on her heart. She made her way to San Giovanni Rotondo and spent a few delightful days in the presence of Padre Pio, whom she already knew from before. On the morning she was about to head home, she paid a visit to Padre Pio in the confessional to bid her goodbyes. What happened next was quite unexpected. You see, Padre Pio had a message for her father and sister. "Many regards to your father. For your sister, tell her it's time to get back on track. And for you, always be strong, prudent, and wise on the tough path." Carmilla asked, surprised, "Father, so you are by my side?" Padre Pio's response was reassuring. "If I weren't by your side, how could I know how you go about your life in your own home?" End of testimony. As we see in these stories, Padre Pio had the remarkable ability to transcend time and space, remaining near his spiritual children even across vast distances. And he promised to do even more after his death. He said he would wait for his spiritual children at the gates of heaven. This is why I strongly encourage you to join our Protector Children of Padre Pio program. By becoming a member, you're not just supporting a program, you're becoming an integral part of an apostolate that spreads the teachings and stories of Padre Pio to those who need them most. Your participation can truly make a difference spiritually for both you and for others. So please, click on the link in the description below to join today. May Padre Pio and Our Lady reward you abundantly. Thank you for listening. Please give our channel a boost by continuing to watch another video. This will help with the YouTube algorithm. I have recommended some videos especially chosen for you on the end screen. Or just click on one of the links in the description below for a full selection of great Padre Pio stories. Or our playlist, Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day. And don't forget to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. You'll find the link in the description below. And stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.